I'm Ian McKnight. My present paid job is with the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition, which is a Caribbean coalition of NGOs that do work with marginalized groups, among which we have MSM. So whereas I can give you a Caribbean perspective, I'm primarily in the Caribbean, men who have sex with men suffer extreme discrimination and stigmatization. And we have seen in the region where that has resulted in people being beaten, people being killed. In Jamaica, we saw that recently in Nassau. We see, for example, where the violence is catching on in countries like Antigua, where people are, and St. Lucia, where we're also seeing deaths, but we're seeing people being threatened. I think on a day-to-day basis, persons have to be very conscious of how they display their sexuality. Particularly, I speak for Jamaica, I'll narrow it down to Jamaica, and to say that, you know, Jamaican LGBT individuals have to be constantly careful of how they live and show, how they manifest their sexuality. That is a very high-pressured psychological state to live under. Many people find themselves having to look over their shoulders, having to wonder if people are seeing them, wondering if people are knowing what their sexuality is about. Thankfully, persons are able to rise above that very intense psychological pressure and to do their own work, execute their own lives on a day-to-day basis. So people are living productive lives. They go to work on a daily basis. Some people live together as couples. Some people rear children together as couples. Some people are in very good positions. And it is true, too, that even in some of those positions, people know that they're homosexual. So people in their immediate circle at work may know, respect, and they can engage with them on that level. But the wider knowledge, the wider public knowledge is what becomes a much more threatening situation. I feel that it's also important to state that there is a community. So people come together to Lyme, just to hang out and chill. People come together for educational purposes. So there are programs in place for the LGBT community, predominantly around safer sex and HIV issues. People party, of course. So there's that level of community. There's a very intricate underground network. So when something goes wrong or something goes well, the ripple effect is felt very quickly. If somebody needs help, people know the sources to go to call to get help and to address some of these issues. And in many instances, there's a protective network. So people, something might happen. Let's use, for example, if something happens where somebody is discriminated against in a particular place, there are individuals who can make strong representation at the very highest level. Sometimes, even though it's done behind the scenes, it is very, very powerfully felt. And so people experience the impact of discriminating against, a member of the LGBT community. I think it's important to talk about the young people. You know, there's a group of persons who are very young, who don't give a damn about what people think or say, who live their lives in a much more open way than many older persons do. And for them, it's really pushing and pushing it to another level. So we see guys who are cross-dressing, some of them in public, you know, which is what is amazing about that. Some have been beaten as a result of it, but others continue. Many of them even challenging their teachers in school. One fantastic story that came to us was a guy was discriminated against verbally in his high school, and he said to them, I am going, unless if you don't apologize, I'm going to tell J-Flag and let J-Flag come down on the school. And he got an apology from the school because they felt that, you know, having the wrath of J-Flag on them was not going to be something that they would entertain.
Yeah,
J-Flag has a very powerful and public stance.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard radio announcers joke, you know, they have a kind of semi-comedy slot, and one morning I heard one of them giving a joke which had a gay character in it, and he said, oh god, I don't know if I should do that because J-Flag is going to be on my case in a couple of days. So things like those, small though they be, are some indicators that things are happening, things are changing. From a policy higher level, we are in negotiations with health officials, we are in negotiations with the police to make this better. And I think we have to also bring attention to bear on the church, Sunshine Cathedral, which is a safe place for LGBT members and their family members to come and worship. And you know, that's just a fantastic thing that's happened, where, you know, we have worship service of up to 100 persons on a monthly basis. People travel for 2 and 3 hours to get to these services, and it's just a beautiful thing. Has a blog going with LGBT Jamaican specific spirituality posted on it. Sunshine Cathedral Jamaica .com blog or something like that, yeah. But it has a lot of powerful stuff on it. Actually uses a lot of local cultural things and really turning around, rewriting the history for LGBT persons.